Waiting. Episode 3. Birthday. Written, produced, and performed by Megan Gwen Davis. Year PM 1900. Month, July. Time spent, 208 years. Birthday to you, happy birthday, Morgana. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip hooray. Another day, another made-up birthday. You know, I'm not even sure if it's been a year since I last celebrated, so to speak, but it does add a little pizzazz into the day. It's fucking boiling, so I must be right in thinking it's summer. My birthday is in August, so I think I'm close, at least. Oh well. Time doesn't matter here. I can do what I bloody well like. No Academy-appointed celebration quotas for me. I can spend as many days as I want partying up a storm with all my friends. Like Blobby, my Void, and Rocky, the Rock. Oh, and Sandy. Sandy's a great conversationalist, aren't you?
Sandy is a great conversationalist, aren't you?
Maybe not great, but we're getting there. See, that's the thing. When the going gets tough, you've got to keep your spirits up. So I'm celebrating. A birthday. For an age, I don't remember. A party to end all parties. Pass the champagne! Oh God, I've officially lost it. Wonderful. Well, still. At least I can party, I suppose. Can you believe that it's literally illegal to celebrate anything but birthdays and religious holidays in my year? I didn't realise how stupid that was before. Like, it's completely a way to control the masses, I get that now, but it's just such a ridiculous thing to do. It's even wilder to me that we all just went along with it. Seems people not only aren't immune to propaganda, but it's hereditary too. I remember my mum once screaming at me for holding a tea party for my toys in the garden. Said I was starting down a dark path if I kept going against what was good for me. God, everything is so arbitrary in the future. Honestly, I can't tell if I've got Stockholm syndrome or something, or I'm actually starting to prefer living here. Not being constantly surrounded by people telling me what to do, what to look like, no performance needing to be put on. I almost prefer the person I am here than when I was at the academy. I was someone who just went along with what was expected of me, never questioned any authority, did what was needed to be done. What a doormat. Being stuck here, I've been forced to actually analyse what I think and do. I finally realised I have my own brain. And through that, I think I might be on the side of the rebels now. Sure, everyone is at one point. When you're a teenager, everyone's anti-establishment, but a lot of us assume it's something you grow out of. Those of us who let the brainwashing sink in. But not anymore. I'm my own woman, and I think the Academy is a bunch of bougie rich twats who pretend they're making the world a better place, but really they're just dangling a carrot in everyone's faces so they keep running on their treadmills. That feels good to say out loud. I've been doing research, right? Like, not just homework level research, but actual proper science-y research on the spells the Academy teaches. And I think this whole collecting needed resources thing is bullshit. I've managed to figure out about half the spells I've learnt and perform them almost perfectly without any resources or tools at all. You can do it just by setting an intention and saying the right words. All these expensive tools and shit they sell are just pointless accessories to control the people and gather money. It's so ingrained into people's minds, they don't even think to not use them. In fact, I've been practicing this one spell that, if I get it right, could get me out of this tower and into the real world. It's still early stages, but I think in a few more years I can do it. I'll be free. And then, I don't know. Really? I don't think I'd want to go back to my year. At least not right away. I doubt I'd even find my vessel or my tools. It could be buried under stone by now. But I could go exploring. Get to witness the world as it grows instead of just guessing from what I can see from my window. There's this old book that I loved when I was in school called The Picture of Dorian Gray. It was written before immortality was achievable and is about this fit lad who sells his soul to the devil so a painting of him ages instead. It's really neat, but it always bugged me how he acted about it. Immortality doesn't mean you're suddenly free to be a dick, especially if you have to go through it long term like he did with no time travel available. Go adventuring, for God's sake! Why spend eternity being rich and rude to people in one city? Go have some actual fun. That's what I'll do, probably. Have fun. Maybe join a circus. I'll be known as the Immortal Woman or something. Wear sparkly sequins and do cool tricks, have an affair with a knife thrower. Sounds great. But I've got to get out of here first. Actually, you know what? I haven't actually tried my escape spell yet. I've been trying to remember the saying and get my intention correct, but what the hell? It's my birthday. This can be my present. What the fuck? That's never happened before. Stuff like that's only happened before when the Academy would eliminate a spell. But how do they know that I'm casting? Why would they stop me? I thought my tracker had stopped working, or is it just pretending to? If it's not working, I should be able to just pull it out. Fuck! Jesus! Okay. So it is still working. But then that means... Christ, I need to lie down for a bit. Have a think. Birthday over.
Waiting is written and produced by Megan Gwen Davis, who is also the voice of Morgana and the Unknown Voice. For more information on our song's theme and the sound effects used in this episode, please look at the description in the show notes. If you liked the show, please consider giving it a like or a follow, and please give any comments or criticisms to our Twitter @WaitingPod. We'd love to hear them.